ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
067 The Fam. Mike Jones covered the Washington Redskins for a long time. Then he went to USA Today. Then he went to The Athletic. Jonesy is an incredibly qualified NFL reporter.
Jonesy brings it, brother.
Has relationships all over the league. And Mike Jones joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. What's up, Jonesy? How are you, bud?
How we doing, guys?
Good, man.
We're good, man. We're good. I really enjoyed your column yesterday. I want to get to that. But let's start with, it's an interesting year in the NFL because I don't think there is a runaway powerhouse team this year like there have been in the past. Do you see it that way too?
Well, I believe that there are two very strong teams and that there are qualified contenders. We saw those very strong teams go through a little adversity to start the season, but strong teams pull their way out of it, and then they get on a roll. We saw that happen with the Patriots every year. We're like, oh, maybe this is the end. This is where they falter, and then they get through October, and then all of a sudden they go on a roll. I still think that the Eagles and the Chiefs are teams that contend for the Super Bowl. I still think that they are cut above everybody else because even despite all of their, you know, shortcomings and warts, they still have the ability to beat anybody on any given Sunday. And, you know, now that you look at the Chiefs and they are healthy, even week before last against Detroit, they still didn't have Rashee Rice back, but they had Xavier Worthy. They had Hollywood Brown. They had Juju Smith-Schuster. They had Travis Kelce. And their offense was starting to look like it was with all the crazy misdirections and motions and all kinds of stuff that they do. Then they added Rashee Rice, and then he has two touchdown catches. And you have all those guys running all over the place, and it opens up stuff underneath for Kelce. And then they have a run game. I still would like to see them see if they could add a running back at the trade deadline. But their defense is playing well. So I still think that, okay, the Chiefs are still the AFC team to beat because everybody else has got flaws. You look at the Eagles. They have a new offensive coordinator, breaking him in. It seems like as we look at it, like, why is it so hard? Why can't they get these guys to do what they did last year just because it's, you know, Kellen Moore is gone. You still got all the weapons. Well, it takes time. Every year is a little different. Every year you got to break out some new tweaks because defenses study what you do and try to take things away. But as we saw last week, they can go to Devontae Smith. They can go to A.J. Brown. I still waiting to see Saquon Barkley rip off a 100-yard game, but the ability is there. So, yes, there's a lot of intrigue, a lot of teams that are, you know, really, you know, have my attention, but I still think those two teams right there are the two strongest contenders.
You don't think Detroit can push Philly, though?
Oh, I think they can for sure.
Yeah.
I think that they can. You know, we saw them, though, struggle a little bit. Once they fell into a hole against Kansas City and they, you know, struggled to get the running game back on track. If they can storm out of the gates and be explosive and, you know, then yes. We saw him do that against Tampa Bay, and I wish Tampa had been healthy because I think it would have been a more intriguing game. But I think that Detroit is definitely a team that you have to be scared of. I think Buffalo, even though they've got kind of some hiccups and some things they're trying to work on, they're another quality team. I just think that the Eagles and Chiefs are just a little bit above everybody else.
What do you find more surprising, perhaps, more impressive, perhaps, what the Niners are doing, what Kyle Shanahan's doing out there with all those injuries, or what Indy is doing with Daniel Jones? I mean, they've got the best record in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stunned by what we're seeing at Daniel Jones, because when they said they were going with him as a starter, I said, we've seen this movie. We know what you're going to get out of Daniel Jones. You're not going to get a lot of touchdown passes. You're going to get fumbles. You're going to get interceptions. You know, he's not going to be able, and he looks like a totally different quarterback than what we saw in New York. I really need to do some digging and would love to sit in on some of these sessions that Kyle Shanahan and Kevin O'Connell and Sean McVay do with their backup quarterbacks, because they help resurrect everybody's careers. And, you know, here Daniel Jones is looking like a totally different guy, and it's impressive. Although, I will say, who have they beaten? Of the quality teams that they've played, they should have beaten the Rams. Maybe they did not beat them. Everybody else that they've beaten is either not very good or like Denver, who is hot and cold. So I'm really looking at that Pittsburgh game and that Kansas City game in Week 12 to really know if Indy is for real or if they are just, you know, the best in their division. What San Francisco is doing, though, having lost Bosa, having lost Fred Warner, not having Purdy on the field, all the other injuries they got at the wide receiver position, and Kyle Shanahan continues to get it done, really is a testament to the drafting that they do, because they have young guys who fit well into their system and the preparation that Shanahan and his staff do to get these guys coached up. So really, I would have never expected that they were going to, you know, have the record that they have and still be in the thick of things, and that Mac Jones is going to look as good as he has. Yeah. It's pretty impressive. So I don't know which one of those is more surprising, but, you know, it's pretty mind-blowing that Kyle Shanahan is getting this thing done.
Don't you think, though, like that team, looking at them, and last year, hell, Detroit was down, what, 20-something guys? And they still were there in the playoffs and all. That they have been around long enough to where they now have a great nucleus. So if somebody get hurt, they can plug somebody in.
Yeah.
Washington exactly don't have that.
Right. Well, look, okay. But like you said, they've been around for a while. What is this, year 8 for Shanahan and Lynch together, maybe there? And then, like you said, with Detroit, I think this is maybe year 3 or 4 last year was. With their general manager there drafting the kind of players that they want and having that whole system. This is year 2 in Washington. There's a lot of Band-Aids on that roster, a lot of guys that they were plugging in, even though they're long in the tooth, hoping they could help them. It's going to take some time. They were a little ahead of schedule, surprised us all, raised expectations last year, and now we're seeing a little bit more of a dose of reality here. You're not able to sneak up on anybody, and you definitely have some holes from a lot of bad drafts that added up and left your cupboard kind of bare. So it'll take a little time, but your hope is that, okay, several drafts together with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and you will see what Dan Campbell, you know, and the Lions were able to overcome, and what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are able to overcome, because they know the kind of players they want. They're developing in them, and they're bringing them up in the system, and they're ready to step in when a veteran goes down.
Talking with our friend Mike Jones here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best air conditioning and heating products in the DMV. You can read all of Jonesy's work for The Athletic, national NFL writer for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at By Mike Jones. Just real quick before we get deep into Washington, what do you make of Jackson Dart and what he's been doing so far in New York? Obviously, they gave that game away. I'm not talking about Daboll. I'm not sure he's the answer. But just what do you think of Dart so far?
Well, I mean, I think that Daboll has an understanding of what the kid can do and is letting him be him and structuring the offense in a way that is taking advantage of what he can give you, And then Jackson Dart has the athleticism and ability to make some off-script plays when things start to break down. Can you imagine if he had Malik Nabers on the field to go to? You know, this team is already kind of causing some headaches for people. But if you had Nabers, they really would be, you know, a problem. And, yeah, long-term, I don't know, because I think Brian Daboll, like, why are you throwing the ball with 4 minutes left and they have one timeout? Why aren't you running the ball? And then when you get the ball right down there at the goal line, why are you scoring right away? Why don't you take a little more time off? So his game management skills, I'm not sure, so I don't know if he's the long-term answer. But Jackson Dart is making him look smart for going to him because of the athleticism. You know, this day and age, you have to have a quarterback that can turn nothing into something, yep. And Jackson Dart has the ability to do that. Even though he's not perfect, he can kind of mask some of the deficiencies.
They cut the kicker. They should have been releasing Daboll, I believe, because he made some decisions in that game that cost them.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So. You're exactly right. I feel you.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Burgundy and Gold. Okay. Let's start with kind of what they've done on the field through seven games. What you think of Washington through seven games, dealing with all the injuries, everything they've got working?
Well, I mean, the thing is this, and I said this in the preseason, that, look, to be able to top last year, you basically had to make it to the Super Bowl. And so while, you know, the depth might have improved a little bit, you know, because of the draft class, I didn't know this team was going to be better than last year's because it takes some time. And then again, you've got some older guys you've got plugged into spots as bridge guys. And, you know, age is a factor. You couldn't have accounted for Terry McLaurin hardly being on the field. You know, yeah, he missed a lot of time in the training camp holding out. He got his deal, and then, you know, he hasn't been able to be on the field. That's a big thing. I mean, look, Jaden Daniels throwing to Robbie Chosen as his number one option last week. You know, I see people who are down on Daniels, and it's like, what is he having to work with here? And the offensive line is still a work in progress. And if you had half of a defense to get some stops and get you the ball back in some favorable position, it would help a little bit. So I think that some of the frustration is misdirected. I think that it's a process. Sometimes, you know, you have to take a little bit of a step backwards to go forward. It'll really be interesting what they do this offseason because they got to have a good free agency and they got to have a good draft. And then they can bounce back. And look, it's not out of reach. Dallas is, you know, they are up and down. They have talent, but they're flawed as well. But, you know, we'll see. And just the defense is the real concerning thing with Washington. Yeah. But again, if you look at that secondary, like I never liked that Lattimore trade and didn't think that, you know, giving up all those picks for him was going to pay off here. And that secondary is just, there's miscommunications, you know, poor performance. And that's really what's letting this team down, because you got to be able to lean on your defense when your offense isn't fully healthy and the defense has not been able to stop you or me.
When you look at all of the miscommunication, what do you, because like one thing about me, if guys don't know now, they ain't gonna ever know.
Right.
I mean, they've been practicing long enough to where I've always said this in previous regimes as well. If guys don't know, then you need to simplify stuff.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Right.
Point blank.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, but then my thing is this. These are some guys who've been playing football for quite a while. You know,
I'm with that,
like,
too.
them should not be getting confused and running into each other and not knowing where people are supposed to be. You know, there shouldn't be these wide open busted coverages. You're veterans. And sometimes a coach might say something, and you're out there, and you look over at each other, like, hey, we got this right here. You know, you kind of point stuff out to each other, and, you know you have to play within the system, but you also can alert each other to different things. I don't see that cohesion, that recognition, that working together, and so maybe it's bad chemistry with you know, some of the pieces that aren't fitting there, and so that's why I don't know if there's a quick fix here, and it's just going to take some time as you continue to try to build this thing. And but you just think back of, you know, the defensive backs that were drafted, you know, that linemen that were drafted that, you know, aren't here, didn't pan out. And eventually you can't continue to blame that on excuses for right now. But it's like, man, the cupboard could be a little bit better stocked if they had a hit on some of those draft picks.
Mike, you sound a little bit like me saying that players on the field, you know, you're a professional athlete, you should be able to see things. I said that yesterday, huh?
I've listened to a lot of B. Mitch over my time, you know? I've listened a lot.
All right. Jonesy, I want to get to the column you wrote yesterday. It was brilliant. We're talking with Mike Jones here from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at By Mike Jones. During the RG3 era, I would say probably you and John Kime were closest to it. You saw the highs, the lows, the crash, the burn, everything that happened during the Robert era with the Redskins. And I kind of think some of the – there has been a lot of Jaden Daniels, Robert Griffin III comparisons. I think they're baseless. B and I have said that for some time. Kind of hit a new level when Jaden Daniels' mom, Regina Jackson, tweeted on Sunday night, I believe, please stop comparing my son with RG3. Please stop trying to manifest his career for this. You wrote just a tremendous column explaining how different these people are and that we – collectively, everybody's got a chill TF out with these comps. And I'd love to just see what inspired you to write it and kind of how you got there.
Well, I mean, even going back to last year, everybody, you know, was, you know, thinking that, oh, hey, this is RG3, you know, very similar. And look, I know, okay, they're both black, they're both fast, they both have braids, they both won the Heisman, they both have a visible parent, they both, like, helped infuse the franchise of life. But, like, other than mobility, like, even their mobility is different. Like, they run different. It's not the same thing. And then this year, as he's gotten hurt here and there, the fear and the, oh, no, like, and the angst. And I was thinking it and just, you know, I go to Twitter and see what fans are thinking. And then all of a sudden popped up, I saw his mom's tweet. And I'm like, good Lord, like, you know, this is getting really loud that Mama Bear is having to say, please stop. And so I don't think a lot of people remember that Robert Griffin III's career, that era didn't crash and burn because he tore his ACL, because Joe Burrow tore his ACL and came back and led his team to the Super Bowl. There have been other quarterbacks that have devastating injuries and they come back and they're okay. Other players. There was so much going on in this organization, so much dissension, so much turmoil, so much dysfunction, and that's why his situation never panned out. It's a totally different organization. And then also you have Jaden Daniels. Robert, people say, oh, they rushed Robert back, they chewed him up. Robert rushed himself back.
Yeah.
Robert didn't want to listen to when Shanahan didn't want to play him. He had taken a hit. It wasn't the Cleveland game. It was the week after that. And Shanahan said, you don't look right. And Robert told him, Shanahan was like, I'm pulling you out. And he's like, no, hey, you ride with me or we're done. And Shanahan is like, all right, sent him back out there to play because Robert was so afraid of opening the door for Cousins that he wasn't thinking he was going to lose his job. And so he forced himself out there when he wasn't ready. Nobody was forcing him out there. Robert was so paranoid because of the stuff his dad had told him, look, man, they like him better. It had Snyder saying, hey, stand up for yourself against, you know, the coaches and everything. So Robert was poisoned against his coaches, didn't trust them. Jaden Daniels is not paranoid thinking that that they're trying to get him hurt so they can go to another guy. It's a totally different approach. They are patient with this. He would have forced his way back out there if he was Robert Griffin. So even if he did have a more serious injury than a hamstring injury, he does have a chance to still have a quality career here because there is professionalism, there is trust, and there's patience that's at play here, which wasn't the case 12, 13 years ago.
You know what? And I think if people really just wanted to listen to the truth, remember that? What was that show? Moment of Impact, when he was talking to Trent Williams on the sideline.
Right.
And he told Trent, my leg is hurt, don't say nothing.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
I heard a wah-wah. He basically told you, I'm hurt. Then he sat there and ran on the field without the doctor. That was the high sign error, the high sign dilemma.
Yeah.
You know, I gave him a high sign. High sign is what? What the hell is a high sign? The dude, he was hurt. He knew he was hurt. He was afraid of Kirk the whole time. Yeah.
He did not want the doctors to check him because remember it was the Cincinnati game, I think week three, where they ran a lot of read option stuff and he got pummeled a lot. And his dad told him, multiple people have told me this, his dad told him they want to get you hurt so they can go to the white boy. And so that's in the back of his head. You don't have that in the back of Jaden Daniels' head.
Nope.
You don't have that fear. And so because of that, it's a different approach. And you know, it's unfortunate that people, you know, think it was just an injury that ended it, but there was so much dysfunction that he didn't have a chance.
As I said before, they gave him too much too soon when he wasn't matured enough to handle it.
Right, right. And so because of that, that's why that air crashed and burned. I really would have loved to have seen what happened if, say, you know, there wasn't the influence of the dad or the owner. They stayed out of the way. You know, he trusted Shanahan. When they said, look, we're going to hold you out. You're still our guy, but we've got to wait till you're ready. And then in year two, instead of rushing himself back when he could hardly still run and then asking them to change the offense and when he wasn't ready and not having enough practice time, if he had been patient and he came back in week three, who knows what could have happened with his career. But he never was right physically. He didn't have the study habits that Jaden Daniels does. That kid gets there early. Robert would get there early and go into the weight room. And he would always time his extra lifting sessions whenever we had press conferences so you could see him working. Where Cousins was sitting on the couch studying his iPad. Jaden Daniels gets there at the crack of dawn studying film. And so he has the opportunity to correct his mistakes and to continue to get better. And so that's why this isn't the same thing. I'm not saying that Jaden is never going to get injured, but I'm just saying the approach of the franchise, the approach of the player, and that's why
it's totally
this isn't
different.
A repeat.
Appreciate you, bro.
Jonesy, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, bro.
That's our guy, Mike Jones from The Athletic. Give him a follow at By Mike Jones. I want to talk about this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The RG3, Jaden Daniels comparisons are stupid. We've said it for some time. They're different players, different people. Where does this come from? You let us know next.
Mike told you.
106.7 The Fan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.